Hi, this is DJ Bennett from KillRadio.org, and this is another one of my Think Critically segments. And I want to talk about science, because we're still watching science be rejected by people who have no reason to do so. I'm talking about, you know, the future of this world. Okay, so I'm going to talk about GMOs. Now, I have to say a couple things about GMOs. One, when I talk about genetically modified organisms, I'm not talking about the big companies that make money doing this. I'm talking about the generic idea of doing this. For some reason, people now have this all screwed up in their heads, and they think the word Monsanto means evil. It's like Hitler or Stalin. Monsanto, evil, evil, evil. So you mentioned genetic modification of crops. People think, it's Monsanto. It's evil. It's evil. It's evil. And that's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm not even thinking about Monsanto. Monsanto is a company, all right? They've been around 100 years. They are a strong, powerful corporation. They get passes on things because they're a big corporation and we are a government that wraps itself up in corporations. Remember, Mitt Romney said, well, corporations are people, are made up of people. But corporations actually work by permission of the public trust, except that no one asks the public what they think. Instead, they ask the Congress, and the Congress is in the pockets of the corporations, so the corporations get away with a lot. Still, nonetheless, if you really examine what Monsanto does, they're hardcore. They're really tough when it comes to their patents on their products. But it's the same thing, you know, I live in Los Angeles. It's the same thing with the movie companies. If somebody steals an idea from somebody else, you can bet there's going to be a lawsuit. And if you examine the actual lawsuits against Monsanto, they tend to be Monsanto suing farmers who did not live up to the technological agreements, the documents, the contracts that they sign when they buy the products. Generally, the courts find with Monsanto because Monsanto has set it up so that that's the way it is. When people say, oh, farmers are getting sued because their crops accidentally have Monsanto something or seeds or something like that, that's never the situation in the actual court case. Usually, I mean, I only know of one specific case, and I know there are a few others that are out there, but the one specific case I know was a farmer in Canada who deliberately replanted Monsanto seeds, even though that was against the contract, and Monsanto sued him for it. Now, everybody wants to be on the side of the farmer, but he broke the contract, period. The farmer knew this. Now, there's this other thing of there's Roundup. Roundup is about as good a herbicide, pesticide, as you could possibly get if you examine what it does. It leaves no trace after a while, okay? It does not harm other products. But nonetheless, because it comes from Monsanto, it is seen as evil. It is seen as monstrous and evil. But, you know, that's because people just want to scapegoat a company rather than actually deal with, you know, the realities of the situation. Roundup's a great product. You know, you couldn't have a better one. Now, when it comes to GMOs, I believe in science. I trust the science, okay? And I know that the science is going to get us through these rough spots. The current thing that I've seen recently is now people are saying, we don't need GMOs because we have the technology to feed everybody on the planet right now, and we have enough food that we could feed 12 billion people, and by, you know, in 30 years, we're only going to have 10 billion people, so we're fine. Well, if that were truly the case, then there wouldn't be a billion people starving every bloody day. Would they? Would they still be starving? If we have the capability of feeding everyone, then how come there are a billion people starving? Could it be that there are other things involved? Could it be that it's more than just getting the food to people? Oh, gee, well, it is. And it's not going to change just because you say that we can feed 12 billion people. I don't know that for a fact. In fact, the Earth is going through climate change, which is going to actually make more land on Earth not useful for growing crops over time. So it's not going to get any better. But the science can do things about it. Now, are GMOs 100% safe? Of course not. Are they dangerous? Of course not. There, you have to understand the specifics. You know, you can't just blatantly say GMOs are bad, period, and they'll poison you. There are no signs that GMOs are causing poison in people, but all safety measures need to be considered. Now, we live in a world where our food, you know, in the United States here, our food is safe. You know, you really don't have to worry too much about what you buy. You know, they're constantly having these callbacks of certain meats or products or something because of safety measures. Now, nobody or very few people are harmed or die in those situations, yet they call back millions of tons of things because there is such a conscientiousness of there being a safety measure. I trust that. Now, you may not. You may not. You may think that everything's going to fail, and in some ways, there could be some correctness to that. But I feel that the safety is pretty much assured. I'm not going to worry about it. They call this Frankenfoods. Well, I'm most interested in what's upcoming, which are things called cultured meats, where they clone meats in a laboratory, and then they grow the meat in a culture so that it is the meats that we've grown up with, except that it's not produced by live animals. There's no complete animal there. There's no farting, no methane express. There's just simply the cultured meats. We can absolutely assure the safety of the product because we know everything that's going into it. There is no mystery about what's going to come out. What do you do with the cultured meat? Well, you grind it up and you turn it into sausages or things like that, and you sell it, you know? Of course, this is the most Frankenfood thing that could be, because here is a product that is a meat product, but there are no animals involved. So this has to be evil. No, it means that you didn't have to have a slaughterhouse. There doesn't have to be animals suffering. There doesn't have to be blood. There doesn't have to be methane from farting animals like we do with the cattle. No, it means that we can actually control the safety and the taste and everything of what's in the product. To me, this is win-win. The future is going to need a lot of protein. Here is a way to make protein harmlessly. Yet, of course, this is going to be considered evil. Well, we'll get over it. Because the future is not just what's going to happen in 30 years. The future is what's going to happen in 100 years, 200 years. 200 years from now, this world's going to be a very different place. And the science that we use now is going to be the connection between the world we live in today and the way it's going to be in a couple hundred years. I'm talking about a world that will exist after I die. I'm not going to be here that much longer, 20, 30 years, maybe, if I'm lucky. Many of you will be here another 50 years. Do you think about the future? Do you think about what it's going to be like on this planet in 50 years? You think it's just going to be exactly the same? Well, you'd be wrong. I mean, I grew up in a world, when I was born, they had television, but it was black and white. They didn't even have TV in color yet. You know, they didn't have videotape in use yet when I was born. Rock and roll didn't exist when I was born. Albums that, you know, this format of collecting music into a bunch of songs into one unit, that didn't really exist when I was born. Radio was AM, and that's about all we had. So the medium that is common for everybody today, and I'm talking about, you know, MP3s and the internet and multiple levels of television and cable television and satellite television, satellite radio, internet radio. None of these things existed when I was born. This all happened in my lifetime. And, you know, I'm not even 60. Okay, so a lot has happened. What's going to happen in your lifetime? Say you were born in 1988. You know, what's already happened in your lifetime? What's going to happen in the future? You know? And I trust science. A lot of you may not. I can't understand that. But then again, I guess there are lots of people trying to scare you about science. I know that the Republicans and the right-wing media want to reject science. They want to say that evolution doesn't really exist, or there's no such thing as global warming, even though it's obviously happening around us every day. They want to deny the science, but they're frozen. They're the ones stuck. They can't understand immigration. They can't understand gay people wanting to get married. They think they have to hold on to everything that they can, even though the ground is crumbling away underneath them while they do it. Yeah, I think critically. Now, I can be critical of politicians. I can be critical of people who reject science. All I'm saying is that in our time, I trust the people who are out to help us. I don't trust the people who reject the help. Over and over again, when I make claims about GMOs and about science and about the future, what I'm told is that there are people who disagree with me. I never see any evidence that disagrees with me. I'm just told that other people think differently, and that's not evidence, folks. Okay? Well, if somebody says, oh, but see, this one study shows that these particular GMOs cause cancer in rats, then I'll say, well, show me where that study came from and who did it, because I don't trust that study. And you're going to say, well, if you don't trust the study, then you don't trust what I'm thinking, and I don't trust what you think. Well, fine. You don't have to trust anything that I say. What I'm saying, though, is that I trust the science. And yet I'm told in response that I should trust the people who don't trust the science. That doesn't make any sense to me. So if somebody says to you that they think that this is wrong, that GMOs are not natural, so therefore we shouldn't use them, I say the naturalistic fallacy is a huge mistake. Poisons are natural. You want to eat poisons? Okay, so don't tell me that natural is better. What works is when people work together. Science works together. Scientists work with other scientists. They don't even have to speak the same language, but they can work together. They can study things together, and they can get evidence together. Trust the science. That's all I'm saying. Trust the science. This is Think Critically for KillRadio.org. Please, let me say it again. Think critically. Thanks for listening.